Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here in this kind of a drizzly gray Friday afternoon. What a contrast with yesterday, isn't it? I was out in Medina yesterday, and I was just telling Pastor Lutz as he was leaving the studio here. He, of course, was out last week, allowed me to fill in for him. Appreciate that opportunity to fill in for him. And he was talking about being some of the funerals that he's done over the last couple of weeks. And I was saying, yeah, I was out for a funeral, lady in our church, just yesterday. And what a beautiful day. I mean, it was warm. It was like 60 degrees or so, and the sun was shining. And I had done a funeral in the same, gone to the same cemetery there in Medina about a month ago. And a month ago, it was more similar to it is today. It was kind of cool. Actually, it was kind of cold and rainy and gray. But what a gorgeous day the last several days have been. I think some of the plants outside and some of the things think it was spring coming again, because I saw a forsythia bush that was blooming the other day. And then I think I mentioned on the radio before that I have a lavender bush outside of our house that was blooming here this fall again as well. Hopefully it'll have something left in it, to some buds left to bloom in the spring. But today, well, I guess we're in that transition today. It's cooling off. Still not too cold, but it's supposed to get cooler here as the day goes on, and the rain. And then, of course, it looks like Thanksgiving next week is going to be a chilly Thanksgiving. I don't think it's going to be a white Thanksgiving. We've had that in the past, but it's going to be a chilly Thanksgiving. So, at any rate, I hope that you'll stay tuned here this afternoon, and certainly appreciate listening to Pastor Lutz in the last half hour. Pastor Rusnak will be coming up after me at 2 o'clock, so I hope you'll stay tuned for that as well. But in the meanwhile, we're going to take a look at a couple things here in the Scriptures here this afternoon. There's lots going on in the world, but I want to try and get back to something that we sort of started a few weeks back, a couple of months ago, looking at some things leading up to the end times. And there's some events that are yet to take place that we've been talking about, and that we have been talking about over programs in the past several months, the catching away of the believers, called the rapture, of the church, people call it that. And then after that, of course, the tribulation period, a seven-year period here on earth. We talked about what was going to happen to the Jewish people and those left behind during the tribulation and the various events that are take place there. And one of the things that we were working to, which is what started all this actually a couple of months ago, was eventually getting to the millennial kingdom and then to that new Jerusalem and seeing what the Bible has to say about those things. So we're going to be touching on some of those things here, Lord willing, today. But in the meanwhile, I was going to go ahead and open with a word of prayer, and let's do that right now. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again for the opportunity that we have to be on the air today. Pray that you would bless the program. Use it for your glory. Help us to be a blessing. Help us be an encouragement to somebody today. Help us to point people that are searching to Christ and encourage believers in their walk with you. And in all things, help us to lift up and glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, again, as I said, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I pastor the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, which is located in Richfield, Ohio, obviously. And we'll have information about that at the end of the program here. But let me invite you to come out and visit us. We have a Bible study tonight. It's an informal Bible study, and that starts at 7 o'clock tonight, runs till 9. You bring the questions, and we just spend some time fellowshipping around God's Word. We've got refreshments and things and just an informal Bible study. The big thing is to bring your Bible and bring your questions and give us an opportunity to just to talk about the things of God. And we do like we do on the radio program, especially our Sunday night radio program with questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. That's kind of what we concentrate on in our Bible study there. And of course, then on Sunday, we have our regular services on Sunday during our morning worship service. I'm currently preaching through the Gospel of John, and then on our Sunday at 11, and then our Sunday evening worship service at 6, I'm currently preaching through the book of Proverbs. And so those are our main things, and we've got other things from time to time, and we also meet for prayer on Wednesday nights, but the main preaching services and teaching and all will be the Friday night, and then our Sunday services there. But I certainly invite you to come out to visit us. Check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, you'll be able to find us. Not only about find out more about us, but you can find out more about the Richfield Bible Baptist Church where I'm the pastor. You can follow the link there. And as I said, there'll be more information on that. But we meet at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield. That's 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200. If you're looking for a building with a steeple or something like that, you won't find us. You got to look for our door. We're in a commercial suite and a little commercial building at the corner of Wheatley Road and Brecksville Road in Richfield, near where Interstate 271 and 77 come together. So check us out online, live with Pastor Al. .com. Listen to some of our past programs there as well. We've got a lot of things there, materials there that you can listen to. And if you don't listen to our Sunday night program, I know a lot of people don't like to stay up that late on Sunday night. I understand that. But you can find our Sunday night programs. We're on every Sunday night on this station from 10 o'clock until midnight. And so there's 2 hours every Sunday night, and they're set up as individual one-hour segments, so you can find all of that and also some articles and things at livewithpastoral.com. All right, and if you're wondering about my voice, it's not because of standing outside doing a funeral yesterday and being out there. I was doing some work in the yard yesterday, and I just kept going until it was getting late, and I think that's more to do with it than being outside for the funeral. So anyway, we're going to get into a couple of things here, like I said, this evening, the evening coming up will be at our Bible study. But right now, this afternoon, let's take our Bibles here, and I want to come to Revelation chapter 19, and we're coming down to the end of the tribulation period here, and we've been talking about this. In fact, I know I said turn to Revelation 19, but I'm going to back up for just a minute. This is how this series has kind of grown, as I have added numbers of things in, and I just thought before I get to Revelation 19, I do want to remind you that there are there is something that's going to take place in the midpoint of the tribulation, and that's when the Antichrist comes forward, and I just want to mention that again. In Revelation 13, in verse 1, it says, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? This is a description of what we refer to as the Antichrist. He's called the beast throughout the book of Revelation, but this is the Antichrist, the false Christ, the satanic replacement for Christ that comes on the scene here in the world during the tribulation period. And the statement there that he comes up out of the sea, and we've talked about him a little bit in the past, is a indication that he comes from the Gentile part of the world. In Bible prophecy, often when we refer to the sea, we're referring to the Gentile part of the world. And see, this equates with Daniel's prophecy in Daniel chapter 9, where he had the prophecy of the 70 weeks of years. And he said during that time, let's see here, let's go to verse number 26, Daniel 9, 26, and after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood until the end of the war, desolations are determined, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Now, the people that destroyed the city and the sanctuary in the year 70 were the Romans, led by Titus. They invaded, and they destroyed the city, they destroyed the temple, and so the people of the prince that shall come, they're Gentiles, and specifically the Romans, out of the Roman Empire. And this is why many people believe that the Antichrist will arise out of the revived Roman Empire, and that may and as a Gentile. And of course, the Roman Empire encompassed much of Europe and different parts, as well as some of the Mediterranean areas on the north coast of Africa and into Asia Minor and all and through that area. But when we look at this, we're thinking generally the Gentile nations, and he comes in. And he confirms the covenant with many for 1 week. That's the final week of Daniel's vision here. We're in this great parenthetical portion where 69 weeks of years have taken place that culminated with the coming of Christ earlier on. And then there's a hold right now until the church is taken out of the way and God begins dealing with the Jewish people once more, and with the world through the Jewish people, and then that will be the final 7 years that the Antichrist, the beast that rises up out of the sea, will confirm with them. And in Daniel chapter 2, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul says that this man, the son of perdition, the man of sin, as he's called there, is actually going to go into the temple and declare himself to be God. So the temple has to be rebuilt. The sacrifices and the oblations will cease or be reinstituted so that they can cease later, so that he can be made to cease when the Antichrist goes in and shows himself that he is God, meaning he claims to be God. And people will begin to worship him. And even some of the Jewish people who are alive during this time will worship him. And they'll think he's the Messiah come for the first time. But of course, he's a false Messiah. He's a false Christ. He's the Antichrist. Back in Revelation chapter 13 again, we see also in verse 11, it says, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. He exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the beast, to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had a wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all poor, all both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name Herein is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. That's the infamous 666, 666. Now, this second beast that's similar to the first beast comes up out of the earth. Now, coming up out of the sea represents coming from the Gentile nations. Coming up out of the earth represents coming out of the Jewish people. And this is a religious figure that is going to encourage and lead people in the worship of the first beast, the Antichrist, as God. So when the Antichrist comes to power, and at the midpoint of the tribulation, he enters into the rebuilt temple, and he shows, meaning presents himself as God to the people, many are going to worship him, and the false prophet, the second beast, is going to encourage and lead people in the world to worship him as God. Now, if he comes up out of the Jewish people, a lot of people have said, well, what about the Pope? Couldn't he be one of these two beasts? Some people thought he'd be the first beast. Some people thought he'd be the second beast. Personally, I think he'd have a better role as the second beast than the first beast since he's a religious leader. But the other thing is, well, but he's supposed to come out of the Jewish people. Well, it's not unheard of to have Catholic priests, and there have been Catholic cardinals. I don't know if the one is still there, but there's been Catholic cardinals who were Jewish by heritage, ethnicity, and they became Catholic, and they embraced the Catholic Church teachings. So it's entirely possible that there could be a pope at this time that has a Catholic heritage. Or this could be somebody completely different that comes up outside of the Catholic Church and just simply, gets the support of the Pope and all that during the tribulation period. But whatever the case is, it appears he's going to come out of the Jewish people. And so we've got this situation now with the false Christ, the Antichrist, the beast, and the false prophet. And the idea is representing the beast, the Antichrist, as God. And people worship him, and they have to worship him under penalty of death. But here, and you cannot buy or sell without that. You know, now we have the technology for all of these things to take place. The ability to have images that move and appear to have life, that speak and talk and all of that. We have all of that. The ability to register every single person so that everybody has a number and that you can't buy or sell. I mean, we're moving from a cash-based society to a non-cash-based society, digital currency, the central bank digital currencies, which are spreading around the world, and they're being instituted even in this country. I don't have time to go into all the digital central bank digital currencies, but once everything goes digital, unless you have the key, the code, the identification number to unlock your account, you have no money to spend. When you reach the point where you cannot buy or sell unless you have this code or this identification, well, that alone is not the mark of the beast. It reaches the point where when the false prophet leads people to worship the Antichrist as God, this is where we talk about the mark of the beast coming in. And the implication is very strong in this section that in order to receive that, you're going to have to worship the Antichrist. It's not like you're going to wake up in the morning and suddenly find yourself marked with the mark of the beast if you're here during the tribulation period. Now, of course, you can avoid the tribulation period if you put your faith in Christ. You'll be caught out of the world before this time comes. This is a time of judgment, a time of God's wrath that's not for the believers. This is a time for those that have rejected Christ. This is a time for the Jewish people to come to the realization that Jesus Christ truly is the Messiah. And so those of us that have put our faith in Christ, we'll be caught out of here before these things happen. And so this idea of of worshiping the beast and then receiving this number to identify you, not merely so that you can buy or sell, but to identify you as somebody who has worshiped the Antichrist as God. And many people are going to fall for this. In chapter 14 of the book of Revelation, I think it makes it clear to me that this act of receiving the mark of the beast is an act of worshiping the beast as God. As it says in Revelation 14, verse 9, "And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture in the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." And so you see this idea of worshiping him and receiving the mark are linked together here in Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 through 11. And so this is a danger. And so many people are going to embrace the Antichrist, believing that he is God, Jew and Gentile alike. Well, thankfully, many more will come to Christ during the tribulation period. And we've talked about this in previous programs. Excuse me. We talked about how that during the course of the tribulation period, and I have an article on our website at livewithpastoral.com, and so all Israel shall be saved. And you can find that article where I talk about how during the tribulation period, two-thirds, Zechariah says in his book, that two-thirds, I believe it's in Zechariah chapter 12, that two-thirds of the Jewish people who are alive at the beginning of the tribulation will die before the end of the tribulation, leaving one-third at the end of the tribulation, and that third will be that group that comes to Christ. Now, some of the ones that died during the tribulation, of course, will have come to Christ as well, and many will be martyred for their testimony, and we know that, we understand that. Great multitudes are going to come to Christ in the tribulation period, and great multitudes are going to die for their faith, be martyred for the cause of Christ, and some of them will be martyred because they do not receive the mark, and it said it there that everybody had to receive it, and if they would not worship the image of the beast, they would be killed. And so this is what's going to happen. So what's going to happen then is we've got this group of people here, and we've got the Antichrist being represented as God, and this is where we were going to come in at Revelation 19, as I said, keep adding more to this as we come along. There's just so much here to look at. In Revelation 19, what then happens is the Antichrist is now ruling over the world. He's declared himself to be God. He's entered into the temple. He's caused the sacrifice and the oblations to cease, as Daniel said in his prophecy in Daniel chapter 9. That's when Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says that he's going to go into the temple and declare himself, show himself to be God. And when he does this, he's going to present himself that way. But when the Lord comes back at the end of the tribulation, we see the fate of the Antichrist. And I know we're coming up quickly on the end of the program, but let's just take a look here in Revelation chapter 19, and we'll just start on this, and we're going to pick this up a little bit in the future as well. But in Revelation 19, and starting in verse number 11, it says, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean." This is the Lord Jesus Christ returning from heaven to the earth. Now, remember in the rapture, the Lord Jesus Christ comes in the clouds where he catches us up to be with him in the air. But at the end of the tribulation, he comes to the earth, just like the angel said to the disciples when they watched Jesus ascend up from the Mount of Olives. They said he's going to return again in like manner, meaning he's going to return to the Mount of Olives that the prophet Zechariah said the Mount of Olives would split in two when he sits there. Well, we'll have to pick this up at another time, but when we think about this, the Antichrist may think he has his day for a while, but the Lord Jesus Christ is coming to the world, back to the world, and we're going to accompany him. It's one of the reasons we have to be in heaven before the end of the tribulation, because we have to accompany him as he comes back in triumph to deal with the enemies. Well, I want to thank you for listening. Have a great Thanksgiving next week. God bless.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night
from 10 to midnight.
And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.